Chris Ferrara. Mask Mania, Emblem of Loyalty to the Party of COVID. Editor's note. The author wishes readers to know that this article was written for the print edition before August 28th, when California Governor Gavin Newsom, Gruesome Newsom, replaced the system of testing metrics discussed in the article with a new, even more stringent system called Blueprint for a Safer Economy. By the by, before I do this story, I got to do... Hang on. Where is it? I got to do that story, too. Lawmakers demand... No. What? I know it was printed. Oh, here it is. Top of the pile. Nature Nazis are out there. Tree-hugging, bark-hopping, whale-licking weirdos are out there. You see, you have all these forest fires now. We have forest fires because of global warming. What did the woman say? The science is now overwhelmingly clear. No, the science is not. Here's what's clear. Todd Myers, WashingtonPolicy.org. To stop wildland fires, forestry, not climate policy, is the priority. Smoke from forest fires filled the air in western Washington, and immediately the finger of blame was pointed at climate change. Prior to the recent fires, the 2020 fire season had been extremely quiet. No matter how the season ends, however, blaming climate change is politics, not science. Not all the lands burned in the last few weeks are forests, but forest land is a major source of the smoke we are seeing. The science is quite clear that timber harvests, including commercial timber harvest, are necessary to reduce the number of fire-prone, unhealthy forests. The State Department of Natural Resources notes that we have a forest health crisis in our state, and because of our forest health crisis, we are seeing more catastrophic wildfires. In their forest health plan, they know, quote, a commercial timber harvesting will be an essential component of restoration efforts, close quote. There is a lot of work to be done in our forest to get them to the point where they are fire resistant. So, in other words, land management, forest management, forestry, and who does forestry? Who does forestry? People that own forests. The Bureau of Land Management sucks. The Park Service stinks at forest management. They don't do it. So who does? Private landowners. Guys that have leases, stands they call them, forests that they lease out to Weyerhaeuser and Pacific Paper and other people, Kimberly Clark and other manufacturers of paper and timber. Why do they do that, Mike? Well, so they can harvest the trees. Why do they do that? Because you need wood and you need paper. Why do they do that? Because you need paper to write on and print on and what have you, and you need wood to build houses with or repair houses with. I'm not breaking any news here. Where do you get it from? You get it from forest. What are the best forests out there? They're the ones that are managed. They're the ones where all the trees are cut down and then they are burned. You know what happens? The land revives itself. From the ashes of the stumps of the trees that are then burned, and then the rain comes, and bam, all of a sudden you got fresh nitrogen, bam, right back in the soil. What happens? New growth, new trees. Oh, it's almost as if God planned it that way. Wait a minute. Maybe he did. In recent years, Governor Inslee has also recognized this. In his first term, he set a goal to increase the average annual statewide treatment of forest lands for forest health and fire reduction from 145,000 to 200,000 acres by 2017. How did the state do? We don't know. Because the goal was removed from Results Washington when it was clear the state would probably not hit the target. And then Todd Meyer writes, no single management strategy will address all these fires. For timber-related fires, however, it is clear that poor forest health is playing a bigger role than climate change. And then he talks about the largest number of acres burned in the past 5 years was in 2018 when temperatures in East Washington were cooler than they were this year. By way of contrast, 2017 was an extremely quiet fire year, but average temperature was 3 degrees warmer. So there is no relation to temperature and forest fires. These tree-hugging lunatics. Back to Ferrara. By every objective measure, the COVID-19 pandemic is over. In fact, it has been over since late May, although the lying media and their blue state governor accomplices have been laboring mightily to convince the gullible masses that the pandemic is worse than ever. By the by, someday you and I are going to be able to look back and tell our children that we never gave in, some of us. We never wore the mask, and we didn't do it because we hate this or we hate that. We didn't do it because, A, there was no medical reason to do so. B, there was no science-based reason to do so. C, there was no health-based reason to do so. And D, we saw what they were trying to do to manipulate people into becoming good, mindful, little Stasi sheep robots.
The fact that they tell you anything can go as a face covering tells you there is no virus. If it was truly something that deadly, they would require you wearing a specific mask to keep it out.
That's right. Maggie O'Connell for the win. Exactly right. That's exactly right. So why aren't other people in media talking about this? Well, number one, most people in media are stupid. Just being frank. They don't have the time to do the kind of research that goes into knowing what the hell you're talking about. You know how many people that I talk to, some people that are in the medical profession, they go like, how the hell do you? One woman who's a doctor goes, how do you know all this? I said, I make it my business to know it. She goes, that's impressive. I said, I take what I do seriously. I don't want people to be able to come back to me and go like, you were wrong. You misled me. So to prevent that from happening, I do a lot of study. We all do a lot of study around here. You know why? Because we want people to be able to rely on us. And we want people to be armed with the truth. The most important thing is to be armed with the truth. I would not lie to you and put you and your children and your health at risk. I simply wouldn't do it. It's unethical. It's immoral. It's a sin. But they're out there lying to you, and they are putting your children and yourself at risk. Ferrara. But there is only so long the fake news blue state alliance can prevent the public mind from becoming aware of the bell curves that demonstrate Farr's law. Once peak deaths are reached, an epidemic rapidly wanes toward zero. They can't make people die anymore. Oh, but they're out there looking for them. Thus, as to New York and New Jersey, two blue states with the highest per capita COVID death rates per 100,000 in America, accompanied by the tightest blue state lockdowns in the country, we see that peak deaths were reached in mid-April. By late May, the death toll, even with inflated reporting, had reached statistical zero, where it has remained ever since in both states. But that's not stopping Comrade de Blasio, is it? Or Comrade Murphy, or Comrade Murderer Cuomo. Boy, you want to talk about a man that has blood on his hands? Good Lord. He sent those people into those old folks' homes to get the corona bug and sentenced to die. No, he's also gone from a pandemic now to a case-demic. And then I want to get to this part, the mask mandate, a.k.a. mask mania. Now, given all the surging cases in the United States, Who knows where it all will end? Maybe never. The people certainly had to be protected from the new menace of the case-demic. But how do you protect millions of people from other people who have cases of COVID-19? I think that there is a page missing here. Or it didn't print correctly. I'm missing a paragraph in here some kind of way. It's probably just the printer program did not like what Ferraro had to say. Hang on. I think the pages got printed in the wrong, got stapled together in the wrong order. That's all. Okay. Because it goes from, but how do people protect millions of people from millions of other people who have cases of COVID-19? And it just goes to sanitizer every time you put on and take off your face covering. If you're unable to clean your hands, be very careful not to touch your eyes, nose, or mouth. New York City further warns that face coverings are such dangerous objects that they must not be left lying around the house. By the way, go back to earlier today and go look at the tweet and the graphic put in the chat room that most of you didn't see at crusadechannel.com/chat of the image of what looks to be a pair of sneakers in a toilet stall attached to the legs of a child and laying on the ground in between the sneakers is what? The kid's mask. What does that mean? That means all manner of the most unclean and unsanitary crap that the mask is laying in a petri dish filled with fecal and urine matter and every other Hades forsaken pathogen that you can imagine in a bathroom. That kid's going to take that diaper and slap it back on. You know what else she's going to do? Let's pretend like it's not the inward facing part of the fabric that's touching the floor of the bathroom, but instead it's the outward. She's going to be pinching her nose with it. You know what she's going to get on her fingers? Doo-doo. You know what she's going to do? She's going to put it on another surface, or even worse, she's going to put it on something that gets stuck in her mouth. You know what that means? She gets E. coli poisoning from some classmate. You got all that, Ask Ferraro? The face covering is a source of COVID-19 because the virus can collect on its surface. So they admit that the bug sticks to the mask. They admit that you can get it from touching the mask with your fingers. They admit that if you touch your fingers to your eyeballs, you can transmit it into you by direct transmission from the mask. Well, why do they make them wear them then? Again, this is a psyop. It's control.